Moments Silence. Written by Flower Parish. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, all for the game. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Neil Jostin, Andrew Minyard. Also tagged for, consent porn, porn with feelings, trans male character, trans Andrew Minyard, POV Andrew Minyard, and healing from a trauma. Don't you worry. 어느새 네가 내 세상을 가진 걸. You make me feel so. 숨을 내쉬고 better like. Andrew enjoys sex, sometimes, more often than not. He knows exactly how far he's willing to push himself on any given day, and the answer is usually just far enough to prove he still can enjoy it. He refuses to allow this to be something that has been taken from him. At least, not entirely. Andrew isn't convinced he'll ever want to get fucked. He doesn't really care if he never does, though. He prefers to do the fucking, prefers to be in control. That's what sex is for Andrew, an ability to exert control over himself, over his partner, over his past and present selves. The good thing about not having a dick of his own, though, is that fucking someone is rarely overwhelming. It's usually good, even though every once in a while it's annoying. But the point is that it's generally not difficult for him to maintain control. He enjoys sex. It even turns him on. But he doesn't get off with other people around as a rule. This is not that. This is different. He can't even blame Neil. He wants to. It would be so easy to. But even if it was Neil's fault that Andrew couldn't stop thinking about it, Andrew had been the one to bring it up. Mostly by pulling a thick, ridged black dildo out of his drawer one day and saying, I want to fuck you with this. Yes or no? Neil's yes had been enthusiastic in a way that sent a thrill through Andrew, even as he rolled his eyes. And that should have been the first clue that this wasn't going to be the same kind of sex he was used to. He isn't quite sure how they ended up doing it like this, though. Andrew's sitting on the couch, dick strapped to his specialty boxers, but currently ignored between them. Neil is straddling Andrew's thighs, arms braced on the back of the couch, boxing Andrew in, but somehow not making him feel any less in control. Andrew has two fingers in Neil's ass, and he's considering working in a third. He's also trying to ignore the heat building inside of him, not just in his pants or even low in his gut, but everywhere. He can feel it in his arms and his throat and his chest, each beat of his heart making the lust crest in pulses of desire. Sex is good. Andrew likes being in control, but this? Watching Neil's face as he bites his chapped bottom lip and rides Andrew's fingers? Andrew's never felt like this. More, Neil demands, and normally Andrew would make him wait just to prove a point, but right now? Right now he really can't. He's kind of curious what Neil's face would look like if he lowered himself down on Andrew's thick cock just like this, prepped but barely enough. He won't. He's not that guy. But he does press in a third finger and choke back the groan building in his throat. Neil has no such restraint, letting out a needy whine as he presses down on Andrew's fingers. "It's so good," he says. And Andrew would tell him to shut up, but he's forgotten how to speak. "Love this." Andrew would never have guessed Neil could be talkative during sex. Not based on the way he was so quiet at first, uncertain even as he was perfectly responsive to Andrew's every cue. But at some point, Neil figured out that Andrew does like hearing that Neil enjoys this. No matter how often he says he doesn't need to hear it, so shut the fuck up, Justin. "I want..." Neil starts, but he cuts off when Andrew curls his fingers, thighs shaking as he makes a startled, pleased sound. "Andrew!" He says Andrew's name with the kind of reverence Andrew has never been able to stomach. And so he forces one word out. "Yes." Even as he pulls his fingers free. Andrew tells himself he's just doing this to shut Neil up, to stop him from saying Andrew's name like that again. It would be easier to believe if he wasn't always so ruthlessly honest with himself. He slicks up the dildo and holds it steady, free hand on Neil's thigh as Neil lowers himself onto Andrew's cock. Andrew is a man, but he isn't a cis man. He can't feel the tight heat of Neil around him as his hips work in little starts and stops, taking Andrew's cock deeper and deeper until he's nestled in Andrew's lap, ass to Andrew's pelvis and legs not supporting any of his weight any longer. Andrew shifts one of his knees up so he can get the leverage to thrust up just a bit, watching Neil's face. Neil's eyes close, a furrow creasing the space between his brows, and his breath catches in his throat in a little punched-out noise. Fuck. Andrew feels like, he doesn't know. He's never felt like this. He feels like he's close and he hasn't even touched himself. Neil's nowhere near his oversized clit. There's no pressure on Andrew at all. But if there were, he thinks he'd come too quickly. Worse, he thinks he might come harder than he's ever come before. Not even with a vibrator on the highest setting pressed directly to the head of his clit. "Yes or no?" he asks. "Yes," Neil replies immediately, and his voice is breathless in a way that even the hardest workouts can't cause. Like Andrew's dick is the only thing in the world that can make him fall apart. And like, "I want it, Andrew, do it." Like he wants to lose control. Because it's Andrew's dick in his ass. "You can touch my hair," Andrew says, even though he's pretty sure he might come from the pinpricks of pleasure when Neil tugs. Neil's hands card into Andrew's hair even as he thrusts up again, harder now, and they immediately clench as Neil moans. This is not an ideal position to fuck him in. Sooner or later, Neil's going to have to take over doing most of the work. But Andrew likes the way Neil is flushed pink, sweat beginning to darken his auburn hair on his forehead. Likes the way Neil's pupils are so huge and dark that the blue of his eyes can barely be seen. "Feels so good," Neil tells him. Andrew can't resist getting his mouth on Neil then. Presses his face against Neil's less scarred shoulder and bites. Not hard enough to really hurt, but enough to leave a mark. Neil cries out and pulls at Andrew's hair, and Andrew lets out a moan that he can't hold back. Andrew pulls his mouth away long enough to command, "Ride me." Neil nods and his legs shake a bit, but Andrew knows he's more than strong enough to take it. He wants to kiss Neil. He loves exploring Neil's mouth with his lips and tongue, loves the needy sounds he makes when Andrew pulls away and doesn't close the distance until he feels like it. But Neil's taller than him, and it would be an awkward angle. So Andrew just sucks marks down his chest, hands gripping Neil's hips tightly enough that there might be bruises tomorrow. Close, Neil warns him, and Andrew makes a noise of acknowledgement, but doesn't stop what he's doing. His mouth has better things to do than talk right now. When Neil comes with a cry, Andrew uses his grip on Neil's hips to fuck him through it. Neil's cock managing to make a mess of both Andrew's shirt and Neil's bare chest. Andrew only stops when Neil slumps down against him, cheek pressed against Andrew's jaw, mouth open and breath hot on Andrew's neck, above the collar of his shirt.
So good, Neil pants. Love your dick.
Andrew's hips thrust up of their own volition, not trying to fuck Neil so much as he just really needs to get himself off. But Neil gasps all the same, fingers tightening in Andrew's hair again, and Andrew wants.
Do you want to suck me?
He says, and it's a question, but it comes out too flat to sound like it. Neil's fingers tighten again.
Yes, do you want me to?
Andrew does. He wants this in a way he has never wanted it with anyone. And he hates that. Hates that this is his body's decision more than his brain's. But he feels out of control in his own skin. But in the end, Neil's never crossed any boundary that Andrew has set. He's never even tried. He takes whatever Andrew wants to give him and never pushes for more.
Yes,
Andrew admits. It hurts to say it. And his fingers tighten against Neil's hips involuntarily. Neil pushes up on shaking arms and nods.
Help me move?
It would be funny if Neil hadn't learned from experience how boneless and unsteady orgasms can make him. Hadn't fallen rather than ask Andrew for help more than once, until Andrew edged him for a week and only let him come once he agreed to ask for what he needed. Okay, it's still a little funny. Andrew easily supports Neil as he manages to move off of Andrew's dick, frowning as it slips free, but not making any noises of discontent.
How do you want me?
That's, well, impossible to answer. Andrew wants him in so many ways. But right now, it seems simplest like this.
On your knees in front of me.
Neil slides off the couch and goes to his knees on the thin carpet, settling between Andrew's after he slides the boxers down, casting them and the dick aside without a care as he splays his legs wide. Neil looks at Andrew's face, meets his eyes, and waits for permission to do anything else. Andrew shifts his hips until they're at the edge of the couch, angled up. This is not the best angle, but it'll have to do. He holds Neil's gaze as he gives himself time to adjust to this. Turns out he doesn't need time so much as he needs to feel Neil's mouth on him, though. So he cards his fingers through Neil's hair and tugs just to watch Neil's eyes fall shut, mouth opening on a silent gasp.
You can look.
Neil does, eyes immediately opening once more and dropping down. He licks his lips as he stares at Andrew's oversized clit nestled against his pale pubic hair.
It's big, he says, glancing up at Andrew.
Andrew snorts.
A little too small to fuck you with.
Neil shrugs.
I like it.
He looks back down, gaze fixed, lips parted, and he waits. Andrew is not sure if he's capable of feeling love. But whatever he's feeling in this moment is too much.
Put your mouth on me, Andrew orders.
Neil doesn't wait a second longer. He leans in so fast that Andrew's grip tugs at his hair in a way that probably hurts in a not-so-pleasant way. Not that Neil seems to mind. He doesn't even really seem to notice. He closes his lips around Andrew's clit, and
Andrew didn't know it could feel like this. He tugs at Neil's hair intentionally and says, "Just like that, you know what to do?" Neil hums an affirmative that makes Andrew's legs fall open wider, makes him wish he could brace his heels against the ground so he could press closer against the warm heat of Neil's mouth. He loses track of things a little after that. He is no less in control. He tells Neil where to move and how, learns what he likes as Neil enthusiastically follows Andrew's orders. Whenever Andrew can keep his eyes open, he watches Neil, tugging his head back just enough to see his relaxed expression and listen to his pleased noises. "You love this," Andrew comments. It's not a question, even though it feels like it should be one. Neil pulls back and says, "Like making you feel good." His voice is deeper than usual, and his lips are slick with his own spit and Andrew's fluids, and Andrew wants to taste himself on Neil's tongue, almost as much as he wants to sit on Neil's face for hours. "Then by all means," Andrew offers, proud of the way he manages to sound almost indifferent. "Keep going." Neil doesn't even have a snarky comment in return. He just leans in and continues reconceptualizing Andrew's view of sex, of himself, of the universe and the laws that govern it. When Andrew comes, his toes curl and his thighs shake, and he holds Neil's mouth to him even as it hurts, not letting him up until it flips from painful but good to entirely too much. Only then does he use his grip on Neil's hair to pull him away, memorizing Neil's dazed expression as he blinks up at Andrew. "Good?" Neil asks. Andrew wants to regain the upper hand, but there's something vulnerable about Neil like this, and he can't quite bring himself to take something this good and ruin it. "Yes." Neil smiles and closes his eyes, leaning in to nuzzle against Andrew's thigh. "Good. I liked it." Andrew allows himself the softness of messing up Neil's hair with slightly shaky fingers. He likes the way it makes Neil look, flushed and loose-limbed, disheveled and well-fucked. "I like you," he thinks. And maybe that's the scariest thing of all. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and you would like to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, you are more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, you can do that on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic in the first place. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, you can find that podfic post and then find the link there to the text post. And that text post is where you'd leave a comment for the author. Thanks for listening.